We're doing the laws of the blessings of Shema, the 14th chapter in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekol Chaim, and we're up to the 9th paragraph. Kshegei l'amrat ve'aveh eleinu bracha v'shalom, yuchaz biyado arbat atzitziyot, ad acharei kriyat Shema. When you reach the point where you're saying, bring upon us blessing and peace, so we hold the four tzitziyot in anticipation of Shema. The Ashkenazim say it when we say, V'kabetz nidachinu ma'abakan fotaretz, Hashem, you should gather us from the four corners of the land. We grab our four corners. Until the end of Shema, K'shiyomar u'dvarav chayim kaimim na'adu lo'olamei olamim, when we say in the blessing after Shema, that Hashem's words are extant forever and ever, then after that we kiss it, and then Shaz yenechem miyadav, we let go of the tzitzis. Yud. Then you put them down. You let go of the tzitzis. Laniach is to let go. Yeah.
Okay.
Achrei siyum birkat abcher b'amo Yisrael bi'ava. After a person concludes the blessing before Shema, in which we say Hashem chose the Jewish people with love, yichaven b'datol kiyem mitzvah tasei. A person should have in mind he's about to say Shema. Saying Shema is a biblical mitzvah, so he should have in mind that he is about to fulfill the biblical mitzvah, shenitztavinu l'kol kriyat shema pamayim biyom, that we were commanded to read Shema twice a day. Shemitzvot tzichot kavana, because we say that biblical mitzvot, when fulfilling them, one must have mind, I'm fulfilling a biblical mitzvah. It's not enough that we perform them, we have to do it with the intent that we are performing a biblical mitzvah. That's called in halacha mitzvot tzichot kavana. Mitzvot require intent. It's not enough that you perform, you have to have the intent to perform the mitzvah.
But going to bed also, it's obligation, it's also mitzvah to bed.
There it's rabbinic Shema, because the biblical commandment was fulfilled in the Shema of Arvit. Mm. When we pray the evening prayer, we fulfill the evening Shema.
Question. So you used to have two intents, like the intent of fulfilling, of being commanded through a biblical mitzvah, and like the intent of what you're saying?
Right. You focus on what you're saying, but before you start saying it, you have in mind, I'm about to begin doing a biblical mitzvah.
Okay, so that's first, and then you think of it.
Right.
So you don't get too schizophrenic.
Right. I mean, usually once you realize you're performing a biblical mitzvah, it stays with you.
Okay.
And that introduces the whole action. When you put on tefillin, it's the same thing. When you put on tzitzit, it's the same thing. One should have in mind also he's fulfilling the biblical mitzvah, the first of the Ten Commandments, that we recognize that God is singular, he's the only one. That God is the energy, so to speak, behind everything that happens in this world. He is the master of everything. God is singular, he has no partners, he is the only one. One more?
I don't know, maybe also kashrut or
Moses. Let's do kashrut.